Nowadays, there are many ways to make a family. One is sperm donor insemination. Here's a story from San Francisco StoryCorps about two people who went to great lengths to understand more about how they came to be.
I'm 68 now, and for 37 years, I didn't know I was donor conceived. I was pretty sure that my two younger brothers and I shared things in common with our mother, but we also each shared completely different traits from each other and from our mother and from the rest of our maternal family. I had never heard of donor insemination at that point. And so all that time, the thing that only made sense that my mother had an affair. And I wasn't able to trust her all those years. Well, I wasn't told until I was 37. For her, it was just a big relief to have that secret no longer burden her.
But once you found out, what feelings did you experience?
I felt utter isolation. I knew nobody else who was donor conceived except my two younger brothers, and one had just died, and the other one was away in the Navy.
Well, my journey began when I was a very young girl. I approached my mother one day and told her that I felt like I was adopted, half in jest, half serious. And she said, "Oh no, I remember well the night I gave birth to you." So in my naive status, I continued playing and life went on until my parents divorced when I was in the seventh grade. And it was then that my mother told me that my father was not my biological father, that my father was maybe a doctor. And that was all the information I was ever given in my lifetime.
Your dad was not your father.
Mm-hmm. That was it. I was growing up feeling like half of my identity had been just ripped away from me. And so I built this wall of indifference around my feelings so that I could deal with it.
I understand. I mean, my mother said, "Well, you'll never be able to find out, and that's the way it's supposed to be, and he's supposed to be anonymous. There were no records, and I couldn't find anything." This is before the internet. I went 30 years struggling, and finally, a couple of years ago, I started thinking I better do family tree DNA testing. What I learned from the family tree DNA, 99% probability that my mother's gynecologist was my father. Gynecologists were using their own sperm at this time because before the era of sperm banks, they couldn't freeze it in those days.
When they offered me the DNA test, I thought long and hard about where the journey would take me, but I still proceeded with that testing.
So when she matched with me as a half-sibling, it's very clear that that means that we would have the same father.
The DNA testing proved that we were indeed brother and sister. And what a joyous day that was. I always wondered and pretty much knew that I probably would have other brothers and sisters out there. I never expected to meet them. But I too felt like, well, what if he doesn't like me? What if we don't fit?
And we'd had talks on the telephone, and I thought, what great lady. And there was nothing holding back or anything. Totally open. And I felt nothing but compassion for her story.
I feel complete. I feel like I have found siblings that are more in tune with what I am.
Oh, I feel the same way. And it's just like it's a resonance almost, a genetic resonance that we have.
I feel like, in a way, I've come home.